Hi, John.
Yes.
Hi, Todd Berryman. Good to talk to you.
How are you?
Well, just to start off with, when people think of John Waters, they normally tend to think filmmaker rather than audio curator. So how did the opportunity to assemble a Christmas album come about for you?
Well, I think in a way because of many of my soundtracks of my movies have been similar kind of things, so specializing in kind of either vintage country obscurities or vintage rhythm and blues oddities that I try to bring back to people that many have not heard of even the first time around, even if you're the age to remember it.
It sounds like you resurrected a lot of stuff like that this way.
Some of these things, you know, Santa Claus is a Black Man, I remember the song, but it was very, very hard for me to even find the record, to find the information of who we had to get the rights from.
For a matter of fact, one of our staffers was amazed you had bid such an exorbitant amount on eBay for that particular single, and
I got it cheaply.
She expressed the sentiment, "What the heck," when she heard it. So, well, the musical taste exhibit on the album, as you mentioned, not that far removed from what people could expect if they've seen your films. What kind of music did you listen to in your formative years?
Certainly some of these songs, and many of the first songs I ever had, like records I shoplifted as a kid. I always grew up with rhythm and blues. I mean, there's a picture of me and my family scrapbook, and I'm about 10 years old, and I'm holding the two presents I asked for my parents under the tree. One is a hand puppet, and the other is the Genius of Ray Charles. And I was just so happy to show my musical tastes were pretty good, even at that age.
Yeah, no kidding. I was actually going to ask in light of that. We're 92.3 WTTS talking to John Waters. Out of curiosity, in every day away from the holidays life, what kind of music do you enjoy now along the same lines?
Well, I like rap music, actually. No, and I'm really disappointed that there is no very few rap Christmas albums. Why is Christmas music so square, you know? I mean, Diana Krall has a lovely one out this year, but other than that...
There's a story that you had once sent friends of yours a Christmas card with a picture of Steve Buscemi just to see if anybody had noticed. Did they?
That wasn't it. It was Steve Buscemi literally dressed as me with a mustache and everything. And it was very scary because it looked so much like me that people knew something was off, and people constantly do come up to both of us and say to him, "Oh, I love Pink Flamingos," or they say to me on airlines, "Oh, you were good in Fargo." We just laugh about it all the time.
You, speaking of your films, how would you like your overall work characterized for the ages?
My films are completely understood. I think if I've done anything, I've made trash 1% more respectable, and that was the whole reason I was put on this earth.
Now, so you got this Christmas album. Just to close off, is there did you license to possibly do a future edition of this, or is this the only one we can expect from you?
Definitely will eventually, but I think the next CD I have coming out, which is coming out in 06, is called A Date with John Waters. It's romantic music that I play if you come over, and I think it's really music I would seduce you with. If that's a hit, we're going to put out Breaking Up with John Waters.
John, I appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thank you, and remember to tip your garbage man at Christmas this year.
Certainly will. Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.